carrying Trump's water when it suits them, major U.S. media at the same time willfully interpret things in a different way when that suits them better. Whitewashing, obscuring, or even rewriting the broader U.S. record by presenting Trump as an aberration. That tactic was on display December 28th in a nominally straight news report from the New York Times' Mark Landler on how Trump has reshaped U.S. foreign policy. Adam Johnson shook out this gem of imperial agitprop amid an otherwise banal analysis. Quote, "Above all, Mr. Trump has transformed the world's view of the United States from a reliable anchor of the liberal, rules-based international order into something more inward-looking and unpredictable. That is a seminal change from the role the country has played for 70 years under presidents from both parties, and it has lasting implications for how other countries chart their futures." Close quote. That the world viewed the United States as a reliable anchor of the liberal, rules-based international order is just false, according to poll after poll after poll, showing that much of the world views the United States as a threat to peace, or even the single greatest threat. What evidence Landler has for the world viewing the U.S. as a sort of good-natured global babysitter is unclear. He cites nothing to support the claim, though it's key, because if Trump's cynical disregard for human rights is nothing new, then there's no real story here. Perhaps the assumption is that the Times readership is nationalistic or just amnesiac enough not to notice or to care. Such statements seem designed to flatter more than elucidate. But many, many Americans do know enough to side-eye the assertion that the United States is viewed as being, or by implication objectively is, concerned with liberal, rules-based international order. Did Landler, Johnson wonders, miss the part where the U.S. runs offshore penal colonies for untried political prisoners, or the decade-long drones war that's killed thousands, both entirely outside the scope of international law? Or the bit where the U.S. refuses to sign liberal, rules-based international order treaties, such as the International Criminal Court or the ban on bombs or a prohibition on nuclear weapons? Or how the U.S. not only doesn't recognize the International Criminal Court, but has a law on its books, dubbed the Hague Invasion Act, passed in 2002, that if an American is ever held by the ICC for committing war crimes, the U.S. is obligated to literally invade The Hague and free them. Landler seems to start the clock in 1947, which would include dozens of non-liberal, non-rules-based coups, invasions, bombing campaigns, assassinations, extrajudicial murders, and so forth. So what exactly is this liberal, rules-based order, and when did the world view the United States as its most reliable anchor? The Times doesn't even make a case. They just assert it so they can move on to pearl clutch about Donald Trump ruining the U.S.'s hard-won moral authority. If this is elite media challenging Trump, readers are not much better served than if they just ran the White House press releases. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.